Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, good Monday morning, everybody. I am Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida.
Jamie has left
and
the building.
Jamie has left the building.
I am right here. Sorry.
Okay.
I am Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for March 11th, 2013, episode 611, brought to you by Omega Alpha Equine. Good morning, horse world.
It's Monday.
Monday is my favorite time of year.
This is Horses in the Morning with your lovable hosts, Jamie Jennings.
I am the queen. You listen to me.
I'm sorry that people are so jealous of me, but I can't help it that I'm popular.
Glenn the Geek.
You look especially radiant today, Your Grace.
I'm going to do a terrific show today because I'm good enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Happy Monday.
Well, it is Monday, obviously. I didn't have my mic on. The sound's not working. It's Monday, and do you know why we're cursed right now? Do you know why we're jinxed right now, Glenn? Let me tell you. Because it is just 6 o'clock in the morning. I've been up since 4:30 this morning because the darn daylight savings time that everybody loves so much that doesn't happen here in Arizona, so I'm an hour earlier. I stay the same, but you guys are an hour later. So it's an hour earlier for me, and let me just complain about it for a little bit because, you know, fantastic. Love it.
Now, I do have a question, though, and I'm trying to figure this out in my head. So up till this point, we have been getting dark early, 5 or 6 o'clock, you know, maybe 6 o'clock this time of year, and now we'll be staying light till 7, 8 o'clock. So does that mean that you've been staying light later anyway?
Yeah, I mean, it gets about 1 or 2 minutes. You know, 1 or 2 minutes light later every single day, just like normal stuff. I mean, nothing changes for me. It may stay longer, light longer, 2 minutes more today.
Okay.
So it doesn't, nothing
very
really changes.
Confusing.
I know.
Confusing.
It's actually not confusing when you live here because just nothing changes. But everybody else around you changes. Like now when I call my mom, I have to realize that I can't call her at like 6 o'clock because it's 9 o'clock and she's asleep over in the East Coast. And I just, you know, this was my favorite time of year when I lived in Atlanta because you had a whole extra hour to go out and ride your horse. And I understand that this is a fantastic time of year for all the horse people around. You get home from work and you have time to go out to the barn and ride in the daylight. So while I'm excited for all of you, I hope you're equally as unexcited for me. That's all I want. It's just some pity.
Well, you know, and especially horse people too. The other thing I think is mental. I think what happens is they've been, you know, through a rough winter, and when the time changes and it stays light longer, it's an indication that very shortly the snow's going to melt and it's going to get warm. So I guess it depends on
where you live. But yes, maybe it brings forth a little hope. And there's nothing wrong with a little hope, Glenn.
That's right.
Although those of you up in the north with your giant snowstorms, you can just take it. you got a while.
I did see in the Northeast it was about 60 degrees over the weekend. So they're warming up now, and hopefully you'll have beautiful sunny days ahead. Speaking of what's ahead, Jennifer, what's coming up?
On today's Omega Alpha Monday edition, it's an equestrian news bonanza headlining this week's audio adventure. And following, we have a real fun chat with Real Sisters Talk Radio host and Real Horse Gal, Linda Resnick. And then we will head off the beaten track for our weekly adventure into craziness with Wiley, the voice of Horse Nation.
Very good. Thank you, Jennifer. Well, it's Daily Winnie time, and I'm giving mine to Maureen from Black Prong Equestrian Center here in Bronson, Florida. They had us out on Friday, had Wendy and I out to do our driving radio show on location from there. It's their 10th anniversary. Black Prong is one of the premier driving centers in the country. If you want to practice your driving and your competition skills, then that's the place to do it. They have all kinds of camping there and cabins and all kinds of things set up for drivers. So it's a really neat place. It's also attached to the Gothy Forest, which has about 50 miles of trails that they can drive on. So it was a lot of fun. We had a good time out there on Friday, and we appreciate them inviting us out. And if you want to hear that show, go to drivingradioshow.com. It was went live on Saturday.
Well, my Daily Winnie is going to go out to a horse, of course, and that horse's name is Mind That Bird, and I'll tell you why. That's random, right? It's like, Mind That Bird, didn't he, like, win the Derby in 2009? What is so up-to-date about Mind That Bird? Well, I'll tell you, Mind That Bird's getting a movie! We're going to Hollywood! It is a movie about Mind That Bird, who, this is the horse, if you guys recall, that... First of all, he was like 50-1 at the Kentucky Derby. He was ridden by Calvin Burrell and was the horse that was from New Mexico. And the owners put him in a trailer and like drove him like the Clampets across the country to go to the Kentucky Derby. And the like second biggest long shot in Kentucky Derby history, Mind That Bird won. And he came, Calvin Burrell, like, made that amazing trip, like, through the whole herd going, or the whole group, made it to the front, and won by, like, 6 3/4 lengths, the greatest margin in the Derby since 1946, and also the second biggest long shot of all time. So it's going to make for a great movie. Now, what makes for a better movie is the fact that the people that owned him, the two guys, I mean, we're talking like New Mexico cowboys. And so they're going to have the whole story is going to revolve around putting him in the trailer, getting him, you know, prepped, put him in the trailer, driving him across the country, getting him there, and the whole excitement. He was retired I think he ran second in the Preakness and like third in the Belmont, but he was not very successful after that. And I guess he lost like the next 9 races. So they finally retired him, and he is a gelding. So he's actually quite the exciting thing to go see in New Mexico. There's not much exciting to see in New Mexico, but he is one of the tourist traps that they have now. So congratulations
that alien
to him. Yeah, exactly. Area 51. Roswell. I don't know. So there's not much there, but he is very I'm excited to see it. You know, I love the horse racing movies, so it'll be a good story.
Does it you have any indication when it's coming out or anything?
I don't, but check this out. The actors, I don't really know who these people are. So Mark Allen, one of the owners, is going to be portrayed by Christian Kane from Leverage, Hyde, and Her Minor Thing. And the other guy, Skeet Ulrich, is going to play Chip Woolley. Skeet Ulrich is in Jericho, Law and Order, and Into the West. I don't know who either one of those people are. But the person that is producing and directing the movie was also the Academy Award-winning producer of Dances with Wolves, The Bodyguard, and Wyatt Earp.
Well, Skeet was the main character. I watched Jericho while it was on, and he was the main character in that show. And he's a pretty good actor.
That does nothing.
Is Calvin going to play Calvin?
It does not say who's going to play Calvin, so I don't know.
How could you get anybody to play Calvin? I mean, the only one I can think of to play Calvin is Calvin, because he's unique.
I don't see Calvin as a fantastic actor, though.
Yeah, all he has to do is play himself. He has to run the race again. and then dance around and throw his arms up and, you know, all of that stuff that he, like he did during the race. I wonder if they're going to use video from the real race, too. Sometimes they do that.
I don't know. It's going to be good. Speaking of Calvin Burrell, though, by the way, we missed this on Friday. I don't know if you talked about it. Did you talk about the fact that Calvin Burrell got his 5,000th win?
No. No, he did it, huh?
Yeah, he did it last Thursday, March 7th at Oaklawn Park. He took his 5,000th win in sunny, beautiful Hot Springs, Arkansas. he is 46 years old. He won on He's Unusual. That's the horse's name. It's all H-E-Z, Unusual. He's Unusual in the sixth race, a $15,000 maiden claiming event at 6 furlongs. So, wait, hold on. The milestone, yeah. And then it says his 5,000th win came aboard three-year-old Father Steve, blah, 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 blah. So congratulations to him. Last Thursday, he did it.
Now, there was rumors that after he won his 5,000th, he was going to retire.
He has not retired yet.
You know how boxers are. They retire and come back. It seems to be the thing what jockeys are doing, too. So we'll see if he retires or not. He had said he wants to hang it up, and I'm sure he's made enough money to hang it up. You know, if he's invested it wisely, he should be good for life, Calvin. I don't know.
Have you seen his wife?
No.
Yeah, he's paying her a lot of money. She is spending a lot of his money, I should say. I don't know how they do it. I mean, I guess there's a lot to be questioned about love and romance and connections that people have. But Calvin Burrell's wife, from what I recall, is about a foot and a half taller than him, skinnier than him, bigger boobs, and blonde. So I don't know how that works.
You know, a lot of these guys go out and become announcers after. I didn't really see Calvin Burrell going into the announcing thing. Do you?
No.
No,
I think you need teeth to be able to talk correctly.
He's not known for his articulation, that's for sure. Well, while we're on racing news, let's keep on that. There is a horse that you want to keep an eye on. Oh, let me not get off the jockey thing first. One of the top jockeys in the country, and that's Ramon Dominguez, was, you know, he was a three-time Eclipse Award winner, and he got hurt on January the 18th at Aqueduct. He actually came off, and I don't know if we covered this at the time, but he came off and he fractured his skull, and they actually had him in he was hospitalized for 20 days. He's 36 years old. He was in three different facilities. He was released from the rehabilitation hospital in White Plains on February 6th. He's doing therapy now. And he's hoping that the doctors are going to give him permission to ride again in 2 weeks because, of course, he doesn't want to miss the Triple Crown season. So he's hoping that they'll give him permission. He's not sure. He said, from this point on, if they okay me, it would just be a matter of getting fit again, and that shouldn't take too long. So he's supposed to be coming back and doing some exercise riding in the mornings to get back.
Do you think when somebody has a situation like that, I mean, that is their living. And, you know, I get on a horse, like I rode yesterday, and people freak out. They're like, oh, my God, she's on a horse. She's pregnant. Well, do you think that they're like, oh, my God, he's on a horse. He has a fractured skull? Or do they they're like, whatever, let him go.
I think it's whatever. I think jockeys get hurt so much, you know, they just whatever. Speaking of that, Callie, who we had on the show last Wednesday, our adopted bug, rode her first horses over the weekend, and she said it was fun. She said she was in a bit of pain with her ankle, but she'll get through that, and she's working through it. But she was glad to be back riding horses again for Todd Fletcher down there at in southern Florida. So she's happy again. Back to
work. Oh, man. That's tough. I mean, and again, does everybody watch her ride and go, oh, my God. I wonder if he gave her some easy horses, you know, just some babies. I'm curious to know how that went. So, well, good for her. I'm glad she's back in the tack.
Well, before we get on to other news here, we have some more news, racing and otherwise. I wanted to do some housekeeping things. One of them is that the Wheel of Trivia is on Wednesday. Don't forget to call in. We've had a lot of great callers. 347-637-3238. Give us a call at around 9:05 on Wednesday morning and join in the fun. Of course, that's the game where you call in, you answer one trivia question, we spin the wheel, and you win great prizes. That's coming up on Wednesday, like we do every Wednesday now. And Jamie, I think we still only had one person get it wrong. We have a smart audience. And we weren't asking easy questions on last Wednesday either. They're doing great.
No, they're not easy. They're not easy, but, you know, sometimes you get lucky. And it's, yeah, I think part of it is we'll ask questions about things that are kind of current in people's lives. So you never know what you're going to get. It is definitely worth calling and trying. You can call every week. There is a Buster Prize, and that is usually Glenn and Jennifer clean out their tack trunk and they find a bunch of old horseshoes or something. Can win that, too.
How we get rid of our crap.
Yeah, which can be made into art. You never know. So the chances of winning something great are a lot better than winning the Buster Prize or winning basically nothing. So you guys are smart. Call in the Wheel of Trivia on Wednesday. I mean, well, what do you get to lose? Sure. We're not going to embarrass you.
And before we go on to too many other things, I want to mention, for those of you that haven't heard, Facebook made an announcement last week that they're changing the timeline again. And I know that some of you, most of you, would rather have that they hadn't changed the timeline the last time, and we were about two timelines ago. And one of the big complaints that they're trying to address is, the complaint all of us have, is that we don't see all of our friends' posts. We don't see probably a tenth of the posts of the people that we follow, you know, the Horses in the Morning page or the Carrie Underwood page or the whatever page you're following, fan pages. You hardly see any of those posts. So they're trying to address that. And the other thing they're trying to do is to make the visual experience the same whether you're on your computer or on your phone. So they're unifying the phone apps along with what you're going to see on your computer on Facebook. So this is what they have done, and it's going to be available shortly. You can actually, there's a page where you can actually go sign up for it. So, and then they'll get you on the early list of people who will get this, and I did that this morning, so I'll let you know as soon as I have it. But it's going to take a while from what I understand. The what they're doing is they're cleaning the page up. You know how we have that left-hand side right now, Jamie, that has, when you're on your news feed, that has all the different lists of pages and favorites and things you follow on the left-hand side. That whole border is going away. So what will happen is the main part of the newsfeed is going to be stretched. The pictures and the videos are going to be much bigger. They've determined that 50% of the traffic now on Facebook is pictures. And you can believe that. Look how many people are posting the pictures that have sayings on them or pictures from their vacation or... So 50% of the traffic is pictures, so the pictures are going to be much bigger. They're going to be the whole width of this column now. And then so you're going to have basically two columns. You're going to have the column with all the news feed and the news, and then you're going to have a column on the right, and at the top right is going to be your different selections. What they've done is they've broken down the types of posts, and you're going to be able to select news feed, which will be all the posts together. Most recent, you'll be able to select that and see the most recent posts. You'll be able to select one called All Friends, and that's all your friends, no Horses in the Morning pages or fan pages, just all your friends, all their posts in chronological order, because another complaint they've been getting is how they prioritize things, and that they basically don't show you all of your friends' posts. Well, this now is going to be all your friends in chronological order. Thank God. Then you're going to be able to pick a view that shows you just photos that your friends have posted, just music your friends have done, and then one called Following. And if you click on that one, it's going to be all the fan pages. That's how you're going to see the Horses in the Morning post. And they're not going to prioritize them and do all that stuff they've been doing. They're just going to show them to you in chronological order. And then they have a couple of other games and other things, too. So you're going to have to actually go pick which view you want to see, and that's the view you're going to get. But they've made it much easier. It's right in front of you. It's right there at the top right that you can pick the view you want. Now, for companies like us, for, you know, Horses in the Morning, you know, we've had a lot of interaction. We have about 6,000 people on there, but we've had a lot of our listeners, you know, contribute on there. But I have noticed in the last couple of months that's gone way down because people are just not seeing the post. I posted this morning what was coming up in today's show, and it wasn't even on your newsfeed, you said.
No, I just clicked on our Horses in the Morning Facebook page and realized that I haven't seen any of this stuff. I mean, this is my question with all the stuff you were talking about, is what is it going to be like for those of us who basically look at Facebook on our smartphone?
It's going to be the same experience. What they're doing is they're making
There's
the
smartphone. There's not room for two columns.
Well, so what they'll do is they're not going to be two columns. There's just going to be the one column with your events, and then they have a little drop down at the top where you can pick these other views. But you'll be able to pick the same views that you can see on, you know, the pictures and following and music and the alt friends feed. All of those feeds you'll be able to pick from a little drop down menu at the top. So, but that's one of the things they're trying to do is make them, you know, basically function the same way, which they have not done to this point.
Wow. Yeah.
Is this a good thing? I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess if you want to, because I realize, like, I follow so much stuff and I hardly ever see any of it. And it's very frustrating. And so you have to go to that individual page. And when you log on to Facebook, you want to see everything right there. So maybe this is going to be a better thing because I follow stuff for a reason. You know, I want to know about it. I want to see it. The groups and pages that I like, I want to know more about. I don't just, you know, and I have another question about Facebook. This advertising stuff, like, it'll be like Revlon, CoverGirl, you know, and it'll be like, your friend likes this. And it's clearly an advertisement. I've had friends post, I never liked that. So
right. What
is up with
right. The
marketing thing?
Yeah, I don't know. That's changing, too, the way they're doing that with promoted posts, which are posts you pay for to get to the top of the page, and everything is going to change as well. And that's not real clear at this point. So a lot of companies are scrambling now to figure out, you know, exactly what's going to happen and what they're going to do. There's also going to be this column on the left, which I don't even quite get what it is yet. So I can't even speak to that. I don't know what it's going to be. It's a little tiny, thin, narrow strip. You know that little thing up in the right that's currently on the right that's a ticker that shows all of your friends what they're doing? It's a ticker that just keeps going down, sort of looks like a Twitter kind of thing, but it shows, you know, Omega Alpha just posted or whatever. That's going away, so there won't be that anymore.
Yeah, who looks at that? I mean, really?
Yeah, so that's going to disappear. But I don't know, you know, like Jennifer says, I don't trust Facebook when they make their changes. It just screws things up. And that has been our experience in the past.
I mean, I guess they're just trying to manage everything. And I understand putting advertisements in, but don't lie to me and tell me one of my friends likes it, or don't tell them I like it when I don't like it. It's frustrating. So, good. Maybe this will all work out for the best. And let's be positive. Let's start
That's
out
right.
Monday positive.
Speaking of the internet, back to the news, there was this girl, and I told you this was evil. I told you guys that My Little Pony was the most evil thing out there, and this just proves it. This little six-year-old girl in England, her mother downloaded the My Little Pony app on their iPad and said, here, kid, go play. Well, the kid went and played, and every time the little Buy Now button came up on My Little Pony, which was 12 times in a half an hour, she hit yes and ended up spending almost, $1,200 in playing this game for 2 hours. She spent $1,200 just hitting yes to all the Buy Now options that came up in My Little Pony.
You didn't have to. It popped up with buy now, and then she clicked yes, and you didn't have to put in your password or just bought it?
Apparently not. So they.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it wasn't good. And so she ended up calling and, you know, calling iTunes, and iTunes ended up refunding her money. But Apple has actually paid $66 million in damages to U.S. customers whose kids ran up huge bills using free apps. So they've had a problem with this, and I think they're going to work on something to address it. But I told you My Little Pony was bad, evil. Brain.
This poor so like the mom gets the bill on what? Just gets the bill in her email, because I know every time I download a song, for some Chad and I share an iTunes, and it's his iTunes. So every time I download a freaking song, which is on my credit card, it sends an email to him, and he's like, who spent 99 cents at, you know, of course it was me. Duh. But he like, doesn't believe that, you know, he thinks it's a scam or something. I'm like, no, I bought a song, you know. And But he always gets the email, so I can imagine all of a sudden when he's questioning a 99-cent charge to his email,
yeah.
Imagine $1,200. Oh, my God, he would lose it.
Yeah, so keep an eye on your kids. If you're downloading free games, may not necessarily be free. So keep an eye on that.
You know, I mean, it's fine with me because my child that is going to be born in June is not going to play video games. So this won't be a problem for us.
Let me just try and remember. Your child was going to be a boy. He has a
yep.
father that basically plays the ultimate video game at work every day. Yeah, he'll be playing video games.
Yeah, no, he's not going to play video games, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure he's going to be an outdoor, helping me clean the stalls,
uh-huh,
feeding the horses,
uh-huh,
schlepping water buckets and cleaning it. I'm pretty sure that he's going to be a little farm boy and not want to play video games. So there, don't tell me any different.
Yeah, he's not going to care that his dad has the ultimate cool job in the world for a little boy.
No.
He's not going to care about that.
Yeah, they don't care. They don't care about that. speaking of this is something that I just had to mention. We were talking about racing earlier, and there is a big annual Race for Grace Derby fundraising dinner that is for the Kentucky Racetrack Chaplaincy. So that is religious, right? I mean, that would let you know,
yeah,
that it's something religious when it's for the chaplaincy. So there's an event. It's set for April 29th at 6 p.m. It's going to be held at Millionaire's Row in Churchill Downs. They think that they have booked a huge, high-profile guest speaker to speak in behalf and in honor of this chaplaincy. Again, chaplaincy would be a religious group. The guest is named Ray Lewis. Ray Lewis is the Baltimore Ravens linebacker. He just ended his illustrious career this year with his second Super Bowl ring, and he will be the guest speaker. He was Defensive Player of the Year in 2000 and 2003. He was a 13-time Pro Bowl selection during his 17 years of playing time. He was named to the NFL's All-Pro First Team 7 times and was named to the second team on 3 other occasions. So they are like, yes, Ray Lewis is going to come talk for Jesus. Okay, does anybody remember the fact that Ray Lewis was involved in, like, a murder in Atlanta, Georgia, when he was there? I don't understand why this guy is so celebrated when Ray Lewis is the one who, when I was in Atlanta, because I was living in Atlanta, gave Atlanta the worst name. It was the year the Super Bowl was hosted in Atlanta. Ray Lewis was out clubbing with all his buddies. People got shot and stabbed, and he ended up, like, he was arrested on murder and indicted on aggravated assault charges. He pled guilty to obstruction of justice because he's in exchange testified against the other defendants. I don't understand how this guy could speak for the chaplaincy and try to raise money when he is, like, pretty shady of a character. And it's like, he won the Super Bowl. He won the Super Bowl. People forgot about it. So if you want to go see Baltimore Ravens linebacker Ray Lewis speak on Jesus and religion and all those things, you can go find him at Millionaire's Row at Churchill Downs. I don't know if you have a comment about that, Glenn. Do you?
Well, he's supposed to have cleaned up his act, and he actually started a foundation called the Ray Lewis Foundation. It's a nonprofit dedicated to disadvantaged youth, so maybe that's why they're doing it. And then they took the other side of the coin and they put Pat Day up there, you know, because Hall of Fame jockey Pat Day, because he's about the nicest guy you're ever going to meet.
I know.
So
that's super nice, super religious guy. And then I don't understand why people forgot, though. It's like people celebrate him.
Yeah,
and
you
it's
lived
because
through
he
it.
Won the Super Bowl.
You're,
I did, and he.
You're probably on radio then, weren't you? In there?
Yes,
in
I was on the radio then, yeah. And we were so excited to have the Super Bowl in Atlanta. It was going to make such a big deal and be such a big part of the city, and it just was so tarnished. And he wasn't even in that Super Bowl. He was just hanging out with his bros at the club. So it was just, it really gave Atlanta a black streak and black mark on their name. And it just was unfortunate. And I just am not, I have not forgiven him. He has not apologized to me yet.
Well, coming up next, we have our first guest. We're going to take a little break for Omega Alpha, our title sponsor today. And then we have our first guest coming up who also has one of the most popular shows on Blog Talk Radio called Real Sisters Talk. And she also happens to be a horse girl. So we're going to talk to her about all of that in just a minute. Winter season is the time of year when our horses' respiratory systems often show signs of stress. More time in the barn, traveling long distances to winter quarters, and back-to-back competitions for weeks on end can all take a heavy toll on your horse's respiratory system. That's why Omega Alpha Equine has developed a variety of products to keep your horse's airways functioning properly. Airwaves, Lung Flush, Herbicough, Respifree, and Stasis have all been developed to keep your horse's respiratory system in peak condition. Ask for Omega Alpha's all-natural products at your local tack and feed supplier or visit them online at OmegaAlphaEquine.com. That's OmegaAlphaEquine.com. Well, we thank Omega Alpha Equine for their continuing support of Horses in the Morning. We have our first guest on the line here, and, you know, it's kind of odd because she's also a radio show host, but she's also a horse girl. So we're going to turn the tables on Linda from Real Sisters Talk Radio, and we're going to be asking you questions today. Linda, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, this is scary.
I know.
I feel like being on the other side. In fact, I have some questions for you.
I knew she'd turn it around on us, Jamie. I just knew it. Yeah. Well, you have one of the most popular shows on Blog Talk Radio. How and why do you think that the show has taken off? And tell us a little bit about Real Sisters Radio.
Well, you know, Real Sisters Talk is about, it's conversations at the family table. So I think that's why it's popular. We really do treat people who come to the table like their family. A lot of women, so it's women to women, so sisters, you know, that theme runs through it. And it originally started with my sister, but we split off and she wanted to do something a little more niche. And so she still is on Blog Talk Radio on another show. And I kept going with Real Sisters Talk. We've had great guests, and the guests have probably driven it the most, and then their willingness to open up and be real honest and authentic. And I think authenticity is what we aim for when we get them on there. We try to get them to be really honest about who they are. I mean, we don't try. They just naturally kind of open up and do that. And that's helped us, that's for sure, and we enjoy it more that way. And I was going to say one thing about the Ray Lewis thing. Horses have taught me that, you know, I had a cowboy tell me one time, because I was really mad at my horse. I still have that horse. believe it or not, because I wouldn't have had him if this cowboy hadn't walked in. But he said, for a horse, every day is a new day. And he said, just take your horse at who the horse is at today. Deal with the horse you have today. And don't hold a grudge against him. I mean, he said it a little better than that, more eloquently. But it taught me a big lesson, because I used to go into my horses and I would hold a grudge from the day before. Like if he tried to take a kick at me, I would, you know, I'd remember that. And I try to bring that into people too. So like Ray Lewis, my son's a big fan of Ray Lewis. I don't really know a whole lot about him, but you know, I don't know what he did in the past back there in Atlanta, but I don't know. I just try to take people where they're at today. I don't know who he is today. Hopefully he's a good guy.
Well, I'll tell you what, I am incredibly forgiving of my horses, so we got that in common.
Not so much of people, though, huh?
Sorry you had to hear that diatribe. No, no, you know, my point was, I just think people have forgotten, like you, your son follows him, but you don't know who he is, and you don't know any of this history about him, so that just shows you how the media has shaped and changed him, because I think they put him on a pedestal because he is such an amazing athlete. And kids look up to him, but he has had this sordid past. And it was the whole thing was never resolved. there was never anybody who was convicted of the murder. You can read all about it online if you want to look it up. But it's just very shady, and I just hate that children are celebrating this person who may or may not be worthy of being celebrated. And, you know, that was my point.
Oh, no, it's a good point. It was actually brought up in my household because since my son was a fan, he's a linebacker too, he was wearing his jersey during the Super Bowl, and my husband brought that piece of history up. He said, you know that what he's done? And so we had a big family talk about it, and, you know, it's one of those things, I just don't know who he is at this point, but, I mean, I understand your take on it, because that was also ours as well, but I just hope that he is, you know, a better person today than he was back then.
I hope so.
Isn't this ironic, though, that we have never talked about Ray Lewis on this show in 2 years?
Yeah.
And now she brings it up, and here you had a conversation. This is the most attention Ray Lewis has gotten in a long time.
Yeah.
outside
show,
of football.
Yeah.
Silly, silly.
I think that's good. You guys have an intriguing show. I mean, I like opinions. I like especially women with a lot of strong opinions.
Oh,
so
we don't have any of those here.
Go on a rant, huh?
There's none of those here on this show. We don't have any co-hosts with opinions here. Not at all.
Sorry.
I love that. I just love it when people have strong opinions. But
the reason I found you is you had Templeton Thompson on, who's a good friend of the show and actually has co-hosted this show a couple of times. So that's how I came across it, and Templeton let me know about it. So tell us a little bit. You're a supporter and into the whole American Mustang thing, which we've talked about here a lot. But you actually adopted one, right?
Yes, I did. Yeah, I adopted a yearling, so I kind of wimped out on that. I mean, how hard can a yearling be, right? But
yeah.
She was actually pretty difficult to gentle because she was actually more timid, I think, than a bigger horse would have been, a little more insecure. So,
how old is she now?
Now she's 5.
5. And are you riding her now, or is she doing good?
I wish I could say I was riding her, but I did everything myself, all the saddle training, and I have been on her, and she acted like there was just nothing. But I haven't actually taken her out on the trail and done all that because I think I'm scared. I don't know. I've got to get over something. I'm watching these Buck Brandeman because I had Cindy Meal on too. So I was going over those Buck Brandeman 7 Clinics DVD series and trying to build up my courage to take her out on the trail. I don't know. I think I'm getting old. And I've also had Julie Goodnight on the show. I'm doing everything I can to build up the courage to take her out on the trail.
Well, you're certainly finding the right people to listen to. So have the clinics, the 7 clinics, helped you at all?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I thought I was doing everything right because I've grown up in the West. And so a lot of what Buck Brandeman teaches, you know, Ray Hunt was a big figure to a lot of people out here in the West. And they do a lot of the things that he does. So, like, for instance, haltering your horse. I thought I was doing that perfect every time. And then I watched the episode. I wasn't even going to watch that part, but I'll watch it, you know, for this the beginner stuff. And he pointed some things out in haltering that I was doing wrong.
No, Ken, like what? I don't know how he suggests to halter a horse.
Well, you know, he uses rope halters, and so do I. One thing he was talking about is some people go out in the field and they catch their horse and they put the rope around their neck, which he doesn't do. To catch him, you know, and then they flip the rope halter around their head, and that's what I did. And he said, I don't want to see any of you yahoos flipping the rope around their head. I do that every single time, so I'm a yahoo. and so I have not been doing that since. I mean, he's always thinking.
Too.
Yeah. He's thinking about the best deal for the horse all the time. What's the best deal for the horse? And so he takes everything and he breaks it down to its most simple elements. So why are we flipping it over their head? You know, they're very sensitive around their ears and head. And, you know, if you can do it the other way, why not? So, yeah, I learned that. It was great.
And you grew up on a ranch, too, right? Didn't you grow up on a ranch?
No, I didn't grow up on a ranch. I got my horses in my teens, but I went out and bought them myself. And I bought a weanling that was my first horse, and I raised and saddle trained it. So I have saddle trained before, but that was just, you know, when you're a kid, you don't know to be scared. The poor horses I had, but you know they turned out really good, surprisingly, because horses are very forgiving.
So where did you get your Mustang yearling?
I adopted her from the BLM. I was part of a group called Moms, Daughters, and Horses, and we were at the in Spokane at this annual fair that we have, a horse fair. And the BLM had brought the Mustangs up, and they were in pens. So there was like a pen of yearlings, females, and a pen of males, and then two-year-olds, three-year-olds, and on up. And I did not. I had horses already. I had five horses, I think, at that time. Did not need another horse. Oh, my goodness, did not need another horse. But I made the big mistake of hanging out. You know, I thought, I'm going to hang out, watch other people adopt, and live vicariously through them.
Jamie's tried that a few times, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, famous last words. But they were...
If I had a nickel for every time I've said, I do not need another horse, and then bought one, I'd be rich. I mean, I'd pay for the horses.
That's me, too. And I have a very nice husband who, you know, allows me to do this. I don't think he'd allow me again. But that, I think that was the last one I got was her. No, maybe one more. But anyway, so I was there, and nobody was adopting. And... I thought, well, this is horrible. Nobody's adopting. And of course, I'd fallen in love with one, and nobody was putting a bid in on her. And the reason why is because she had constricted hooves, so she was kind of club-footed. Anyway, I don't let that stop me, of course. And I bid on her and bought her and brought her home. And her name's Beautiful
Yay!
Girl.
Yay!
Yeah, and
aww,
she looks like a Spanish Mustang.
Wow.
Well, I have the same problem.
Congratulations.
I have the same problem at horse auctions. I can't get through a horse auction without buying a horse. It's just bad. I like auctions. I like horses. Put the two together. It's like, oh, man. Jennifer has to, like, stuff my hands into pockets and sew them up and make sure that I'm not winking and, you know, just all of that. So,
are you guys
go ahead.
Are you Western and English writers or
Jamie's an adventurer. Jamie's an inventor, and I actually am a driver, and my wife is a trail rider. So we have a little bit of everything there.
Yeah, I would be considered a trail rider. That's what we do. I have a group of friends that I've had for years and years, and we ride the trails.
Well, yeah, and that's fun. And Jamie, you do a good bit of trail riding in the desert. She lives in Phoenix, so she gets out in the desert and does a good bit of that, too.
Nice.
And if you have event horses, you really have to trail ride them. It's part of the deal.
Yeah. They have to get out. So we do a little bit of everything. One day is dressage, one day is show jumping, one day is trail riding, one day we'll go school cross country. Just kind of, we do a little bit of everything. Keep everybody well-rounded.
What do you do when it gets really hot down there in Phoenix, though?
Oh, that's really fun. So here's the day of hot is what you do is you get up really, really, really early, and you go and you tack your horse up when it's still dark. You hop on as the sun's coming up, you ride, and then by the time you're done, it's about 100 degrees, and then you go jump in a pool.
Hey, that doesn't sound too bad.
That sounds pretty
darn good.
And then you ride it. You do it again at night as the sun's going down. It's pretty tough. But, that's what you have to do. And so how did you get into radio, being a mom and a horse person? How did the whole radio thing happen?
Well, it's pretty complicated, actually. My husband had written a book, and he was out doing some work with that, some radio and different things. And my sister had done radio, and I had been in college. I'd been the college newspaper editor. So I had always done it from more of a written perspective. And I continued to write, and then I also had a blog that I'd kept up with about my Mustang, actually, called Beautiful Mustang. And so my sister and I started the show together because we thought, we heard what was out there, and we thought, wow, you know, what we really need is more thoughtful conversations and less, sometimes you only get 10 minutes, say, of a guest, and there might be a lot of contention or the host is speaking quite a bit. We wanted to do a show where the person who was on really got some time to expound and, you know, open up. With very little interference. So that's what led us to do it.
And you do it very well. I listened to the Templeton Thompson episode, and then I started listening to a couple of others. And I've known Templeton for a long time, and I learned some things about her, and she's been on our shows a number of times, and I've learned things about her that I didn't know. She's a fairly open person anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, she'll just lay it out there like we all do. But, it was good.
Well, there's only one guest we've had on that wasn't like that. And he was a star of a celebrity, and so I think had been, you know, probably had some experience where people just wanted to be friends with him because of his parent that was a celebrity. And so he was the most guarded of all. Either that or he was shy. I don't know. But the rest of the guests who come on have all been extremely open. It's been more, no, I don't do my shows live. You guys are doing your shows live, right?
Right, yep.
This is live.
You're live.
Yeah. So what you hear is, when I do a show, is a lot of edited work. So we may have talked 15 minutes before the show actually starts when you hear it. And I always cut myself out. So a lot of times it sounds like the guest is talking, but they were actually, I had been talking too and got them going. And then I take myself out of there and then give them more time. At the final product, you mostly just hear them.
I think there's a lot of our listeners that wish we'd cut ourselves out too. But,
I want to cut myself out of everything. I don't have the editing ability to cut myself out of the show I'm doing right now with you. I would.
Well,
it sounds like
you
just you two talking.
Well, you know what, too, I wanted to say before we wrap here is, you know, on the morning show here, we do many different shows on the Horse Radio Network, and some of them are longer format like yours. But on the morning show, you know, we really only get 15, 20 minutes with a guest. And sometimes when you get the yes or no answer guests, that's enough. But most of the guests that we have on, you know, a majority of them have been terrific and are real good sports. Although people do get nervous when Jennifer, you know, books all our guests, when Jennifer says, oh, you know what, you're on live. There are a lot of people that are really apprehensive about coming on live.
Yeah.
We were apprehensive the first week we did it. I mean, so like now it's like no big deal. But
right. Well,
thank you.
I appreciate what you guys are doing. I love the fact that it's a horse show. I'm going to make sure everybody knows about it. I have lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of horse friends. And
well, yeah,
I'm sure they would love to just have their coffee and listen to you guys chat about horses.
Well, please do. We're on Monday through Friday. And it's your website is realsisterstalk.com, right?
Yes, it is.
Realsisterstalk.com. If you want to hear Linda's show, hop on over there. Thank you for getting up,
Linda.
Right,
thanks, Glenn and Jamie.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
So now you were you did a good job of not letting her become the person asking the questions. Because
she's just absolutely lovely, though. Oh, my gosh. What a sweetheart.
She is. And her shows come across that way. I did not realize, actually, that they were recorded. I thought that she did them live. I didn't know they were recorded.
No, Glenn, we're the only insane people that do this live. Like, with all the audio troubles we have and then my mic's not on. We could edit that out. And we could be doing this later on in the afternoon. And I would be more awake. We would be able to edit out all the mistakes, and it would be fantastic. However, no, you just we have to do it live, he says. We have to do it live. So there you go. That's my opinion.
Well, we could play the fun games we play and do all that stuff if we weren't live. Besides, you know, people get us warts and all. What the heck? Well, let's do a song today by Jared Rogerson called Hey Day. We haven't played that one in a while. And first, we're going to hear from one of our sponsors, and then we'll be back. Leslie Wiley's coming up from Horse Nation, live on Horses in the Morning.
Hi all, Glenn the Geek here, and we're excited to bring you a special offer for Horse Radio Network listeners from one of my favorite companies, and that is Audible.com. Audible.com is the premier provider of digital audiobooks. Audible has over 85,000 titles to choose from in every genre: thrillers, business, romance, comedy, sci-fi, sports, and so much more. Audible titles play on your iPhone, your Kindle, your Android, or more than 500 different devices that you can listen anytime, anywhere. My wife and I love Audible books. We've been a member of Audible since 2004 and have listened to over 100 books with Audible. What horse person, you know, who has time as a horse person to sit down and to read a book anymore? Yet I found the time to listen to books on Audible. When I'm not listening to podcasts, while I'm riding, cleaning stalls, or at the gym, or driving, I'm listening to Audible books. And for the listeners of the Horse Radio Network, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 14-day trial to give you a chance to check out their service. All you have to do is go to audibletrial.com/HRN. That's audibletrial.com/HRN for Horse Radio Network. And you can download your free audiobook and get your 14-day free trial today. If you can't remember that, just check out our website and you'll find a link to it right there. Enjoy your book. We know you will. Well, that was Jared Rogerson. You can find all of his music at jaredrogerson.com. That song was called Heyday. So
now, Glenn, you never introduce him. When you're introducing his song, you never say, well, that was the absolute adorable cutie or hottie Jared Rogerson. You just say Jared Rogerson. But I think that it needs to be buffered by the fact that everybody needs to know how cute he is and how adorable, and he is a cowboy, and we love playing his music. Anyway, that was my little rant there. You're listening to Horses in the Morning, brought to you today by Omega Alpha Equine. So there you go. It's Monday. I'm a mess.
That's right. It's Monday. Hey, speaking of which, you weren't here on Friday because you had a whole house full of women who were in for a baby shower. So did you survive? Did you get all kinds of good stuff?
You know, it was amazing. I actually went to the airport on Wednesday. I went to the airport on Thursday. I went to the airport on Friday. I went to the airport on Sunday. And I'm going back on Wednesday. So a lot of family and friends coming in town. It was really fun. It was like a big slumber party. And Chad even said, he's like, we are using things in our house we never thought we'd use. All 12 people slept at my house. 12.
Oh, wow.
Adults and children.
I don't think we've ever had that.
There was a baby in a closet. Let me just put there's a kid sleeping in a closet. I should have taken a picture and posted it. There was just no room left. It was fantastic. We had air mattresses everywhere, and it was really, really fun. And it was great. It didn't feel like a... Yeah, I've been to baby showers. And actually, as I'm sitting there and they're telling me to open the presents, I'm like, first of all, number one, I can't believe I'm at a baby shower. Number two, I can't believe I'm at my baby shower.
My baby shower. Like,
so bizarre. So it's still surreal, but it didn't feel like it. We had it catered by Olive Garden, had some good Italian food, and they were very sweet. My sister-in-law, my friend Sandy, and a bunch of people put it on. When you're sitting there with your best friends and family, it's not awkward. And they thought that they ever had some tricks up their sleeves to embarrass me. And I'm just really not embarrassable. I really don't care, especially in front of people like that, which are like your family and friends. But, yeah, they had, like, pictures of my pregnant belly, which apparently they took without my knowledge on Facebook, and it is a disaster. But it was fun, and we had a great time, and I did get some very cute little things for the baby. Not one horse item, though. Not one.
Oh, you mean there wasn't a little bridle like you were hoping for, a little pair of breeches?
No, there wasn't, not even little bridle. There wasn't a big person bridle either. No big person breeches. It's just baby stuff, like necessary baby items. It was just, little whatever. I guess that's what the baby shower's for, but I was expecting a new pair of Ariats, and it did not happen.
Such a word. Well, let's see. Yudi just posted on our Facebook page something I wanted to talk about today, and that was Verasano. It's a horse that you're going to want to keep an eye on for the Triple Crown this year. Verasano was trained by Todd Pletcher and was a 2-5 heavy favorite heading into the Tampa Bay Derby over the weekend at the Tampa Bay Downs here in Tampa Bay, Tampa, Florida. So this horse is one that has done quite well, has accumulated 50 points, and I don't know exactly how that point system works for qualifying for the Kentucky Derby, but it's on its way to qualifying for the Kentucky Derby. Apparently will run one more race, but won this one quite handily, and I have the race here for you. We always like to play at least one race on a Monday morning, so that's what I have for you. Here, let's take a listen to it as soon as I can find it here on the list. Have you heard of this horse? Has been one that you've followed at all?
Well, you just see when it's going out there, you see all the, I read the Blood Horse, so I've seen his name, but no, I haven't heard any of his races nor seen any of his races.
All right, well, let's take a listen. And by the way, I want to get your opinion after the race is over, what the name is of the second place horse. Listen closely
okay.
And see if you can come up with what the name is of the second place horse. What you think he's saying and what he's really saying, I think, are two different things.
Of nine are at the post for the Tampa Bay Derby. And they're off. They're sent on their way in perfect order. Purple Egg wins the break. Verasano moves up on the outside, the far outside. Falling Sky is looking to cross over. Park City is pinched back slightly in the last turns away. It's Longshot Eaton Blue. To the clubhouse turn they go, and Verasano is toward the rail, and Falling Sky, the Sam Davis winner, now going on with it. Verasano is angled to the two-path second. The undefeated local favorite Purple Egg is right there in the mix, racing along third. Up on the outside, Dynamic Sky. He's close up today and racing for it. Two lengths farther back, the gray horse, Honorable Dylan, is toward the rail, fifth, three parts of a length. Then we go back to Park City, sixth. The gap of three to Awfully Fast, seventh. Eaton Blue is eighth, and far, far back in the early going is Java's War. They continue their run up the backstretch, and there he goes. Verasano on the outside going to the lead. Falling Sky moves back with him now second. From the outside, Dynamic Sky is third. Purple Egg is losing ground fourth. Honorable Dylan is shaking up for run toward the rail fifth with three furlongs to run. Verasano looks like he's on cruise control. Toward the rail is Falling Sky. 2.5 lengths farther back is Dynamic Sky. Then it's a gap of 5 lengths farther back. awfully fast on the outside, and here comes Java's War. He's putting in a run with a quarter of a mile to run. Verasano is still the leader. Falling Sky, Java's War, and Willie Martinez are flying on the outside. They're into the stretch. Verasano, he's now set down for the drive. On the outside, Java's War is coming with a big run. Falling Sky is toward the rail, but down to the wire, it's Verasano, and Java's War is charging late, but Verasano passes a big test. He's a graded stakes winner now, on the wire by 2.5. Java's War with a terrific trip. Second, Falling Sky was third. Dynamic Sky flattened out. No
Okay, now, tell me what it sounded like when he was coming down the backstretch, the name of the second place horse was.
Well, first of all, that guy got way too excited way too early. Like, I kept waiting for the end of the race, and he just kept yelling. So there's something to be said about a good announcer really, you know, making the picture exciting when you're not seeing it. First of all, was there a horse named Purple Egg?
I think so. I think there was actually a horse named Purple Egg.
Well, that would be one that I would change when he's an off-the-track thoroughbred. Another one was, did he say Jabba, like Jabba's War, like Jabba the Hutt?
Yeah, he did, but when he was coming back down the backstretch, he kept running together trying to do it really fast, and I thought it kept coming out Jabba's Whore. And I went, that can't be the name of the whore. Jockey Club would never let whore be in the title because they're picky about that stuff. So I looked it up and found it was Java's War. So
not even Java, like Java like coffee.
Yeah, Java like coffee, yeah. Java like coffee.
You're both wrong. Java's War coming up on the outside next to Purple Egg.
It was
God,
funny.
It's awful.
Well, you know, they have to be running out of horse names. How many millions of horses has there been registered with the Jockey Club? I mean, at some point, they're really stretching with some of these.
They have started re-releasing names. So, you know, obviously the super famous horses, they don't re-release those names. You can't name a horse Seabiscuit, but you can name them some of the random names of race horses that have never been used. Like my horse, when I was growing up, we called him Marche, but his actual registered name was Up Market. What a horrible name for a horse. And that name is now available again. So
Nobody's taken it.
Nobody's taken it.
Gee, and I wonder somebody, why.
Isn't that shocking? Shocking.
Yeah.
Well, hey.
I wonder if there's ever been a thoroughbred named Bob.
I've ridden a horse that had name, like it was Bob something after it. I've ridden two horses with the name Bob as their first name, and then like it was Bob's Magic Dream or something like that, something really cheesy. But I don't know if it's ever been just Bob.
I wonder if the Jockey Club would accept that, or is the Jockey Club like, no, that's not clever enough, nobody will bet on that.
I wonder if there's a minimum. We can find out all these things. Just go to jockeyclub.com.
Yeah,
there we go.
Glenn, I found a news story for you that I thought you would appreciate. Being the resident driver on the show and saying that you love to drive, this was a happy story for those of us who appreciate the animal rescue story. And it combined. And say you went to a competition. And you were watching, remember, Wendy Ying go through the turns and all that stuff, and she was driving a cow. Is that legal? Can you do that?
I don't know. I don't know if there's rules about driving other species in CDEs and combined driving events. I'm not sure.
I know you
Good
can't
question.
Ride a cow in eventing, but I don't know about mules or anything. But
is there actually a rule that you can't ride a cow in eventing?
I believe there is. I think it has to be a horse. But 3-year-old Hetty Moo, who is a belted Galloway heifer, has been in training with Amanda Seville for the past 2 years. I guess her mother died, and she was hand-raised, was too friendly to go join the herd. She had an attachment to people, so she wouldn't join the herd. So Hetty Moo was brought to Amanda and was recruited to be a driving cow. She is now part of the Chariots of Fire display team, which tours county shows during the summer. She takes this driving cow on tour.
I was looking at the picture, and it's about 12 hands, I guess, and the cow just looks like it's totally into it.
Yeah, it drives around. She said that it was much easier to break cows when they're young. Who knows that? I mean, why would you know that? So they started early schooling and getting her used to the bit. She can be feisty, but she's very good at driving. She says with cows, steering can be a problem, but this one's pretty good.
That's funny.
I just thought you'd appreciate that. Magic, a hand-raised, rescued orphaned cow has been now a carriage-driving cow.
Every cow we have ever owned, and we've owned a few in our life, has been too stupid to ever drive, I got to say. Maybe we didn't break them when they were young. Yeah, maybe that was it.
Should have started them earlier. Well, hey, one more news story for you, and it kind of takes us back to the racehorse world, but it's very important to let everybody know that Rachel Alexandra still doing okay. Still at Rude and Riddle, and had a little bit of a problem this past week. At Thursday afternoon, she had to have another surgical procedure because she had an abscess that happened kind of in the same surgical site where they resected a lot of her small colon. So she is okay. They drained it. It's apparently just one of the doctors at Rude and Riddle wanted to let everybody know that it is an important reminder that challenges do remain. Do you think they are freaking out? They're like, oh, my God, please.
Every
please
little
come
thing. Yeah. Doesn't look
just
good
remember,
if Rachel Alexander dies at your hospital.
No, just remember, challenges remain. We're still working on this horse because she's had such an amazing recovery. I mean, just amazing that she's alive after what happened. So she is bright and alert with a good appetite, and she was able to go out and graze that afternoon. They do expect other type of hurdles, but she is on a long road to recovery, and we wish her the best.
Very good. Well, Leslie is ready for you.
All right. Well, we've got Leslie Wiley, Leslie from Horse Nation. Leslie, girl, I've got to talk to you. Good morning.
Good morning.
What on earth were you thinking? Do you know how many times my husband has done the Horse Husbands episode? Zero. Because it's not a good idea. Glenn will tell you how awful it is being married to a horsewoman, and he will talk him out of it and tell her she's going to spend all your money. You're never going to see her, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
how
but all that's
husband...
true.
Yeah, I know. But they don't need to know. They don't need to find out. How did Tommy handle being on the Horse Husband?
I thought he was a champ, you know. And you're right, Glenn was like, he was like, setting out all these traps.
It's my job.
Walk right into. And Tommy was, I mean, I think I won the freaking lottery with him.
Jamie, let me tell you something. Let me tell you what happened. Let me tell you what really happened in this show. It was a freaking love fest. I was trying to get everybody all riled up and complaining and bitching about their spouses and their girlfriends. No, they all were madly in love last week for some reason, or they were all afraid of sleeping on the couch. I'm not sure which. But Tommy came across every single girl that listens to that show is going to want Tommy as their husband. He came across as the most loving, devoted, caring, perfect
aww
horse husband that you're ever going to find. And it was not my intention. I'm just saying.
I know. That's why I was thinking, wow, she is a brave woman, because I won't even let my husband would be the same way.
And
I bet. I'm just. Yeah, and you've tried. He's tried. For some reason, Jad is just his schedule just doesn't work out. like I've even told Jad. Glenn's like, Jamie, can Chad do the show? Ooh, he's out of town. So you're a brave woman for letting that happen. Now, was there any post stable scoop horse husband sort of drama? Like, did he say, hey, I got to ask you something. Glenn said this. Was there anything behind the scenes we need to know about?
No, you know, I listened to the show, and my only, you know, when I talked to Tommy about it, I was just like, I think you were just overly generous about your, And he's like, oh, no, I was telling the truth. Like, oh, wow. Well, but you have to keep in mind, we have only been married for, what, 9 months, ten months, something like that.
It's this time.
No, girl, it won't change. They'll love you forever. Just keep that in mind. They'll never get sick of the horse thing.
By the way, you can find that at stablescoop.com if you haven't listened to it. It was last week's episode. Thank you.
Well, I'm glad that he went on. Yeah. It is amazing how Glenn tries to twist the arm of the husband on that show into saying something awful about their wife. I'm like, why would you do that?
It's why it's the most listened to show we do every year, is that episode. Every year it's the most listened to show, is because I try and get the truth out of them. I work really hard to be totally honest and truthful, and I think the only one that got trouble doing that show was me this time. So,
Jennifer, do you have anything to comment to bring to that?
I'm just saying I'm a better trainer than he is.
Yeah, I made the mistake of saying that Jennifer is trainable at one point, and that didn't go over real well.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
I meant about housework. We were talking about housework, and she has learned to be better about doing some of it. And
not
I don't have to ask anymore.
Digging a hole, Glenn. Continually digging a hole, my friend. Stop now. My wife is housework trainable. You are going to get divorced after the show. Yeah.
All right, I'm done. I'm going on mute now.
Yeah. Jennifer just said to me, Glenn really needs to put down the shovel. Just keep digging. Oh, well, I'm glad that worked out for you. And if you would have called me ahead of time, I would have warned you. But it seems like everything went okay, and you're still married, and everybody's happy. So congratulations.
Yeah.
And give that sweet husband a big hug for me. Tell us what else has been going on with Horse Nation. You did a giving up stirrups for Lent. Are you participating in this, by the way?
I am. I totally am. I'm on board 100%. So I guess we're about halfway done, a little over halfway into Lent. Several dozen Horse Nation readers gave up their stirrups with me. And each week we check in each Wednesday and kind of, you know, give everyone an opportunity to vent about the pain that they are in, or, you know, maybe share some words of encouragement for others that are doing the challenge. So, and this last week, last Wednesday, what I did was I kind of went back over, looked at our Facebook page and looked at some comments that people had left about their sort of what they're going through with the challenge, and some of the success stories. And there were so many of them. It was so encouraging. So I kind of compiled those together and sort of gave everyone a big round of applause.
I love the rounds of applause when you say you gave everybody a round of applause.
Literally.
You've got Hottie Ryan Gosling, a clip of him clapping, Barack Obama clapping, Zach Galifianakis clapping with his tiny hands, Dwight Schrute is clapping. I don't know who the other guy is, but it's actually very entertaining to go read. Everybody must.
Yes, yes, yes. And I think that people are – can I read you one of these comments that somebody – so one of our readers, Rachel, gave up her stirrups, and she wrote, I think, one of my favorite updates, and she says, rocking it. I found my seat bones, tightened my lower leg, started using my core, and I feel invincible, all caps. This week alone, I've ridden 4 different horses, sans stirrups, jumped a schoolie during our IHSA practice, took the stirrups off that flat old school saddle and rode walk, track, canter, and then jumped a 1 stride several times, thank you. Found my lower leg slips more than I knew and working on fixing it. Yeah. I love it. And she sent us some pictures and a video of her jumping a little bit without stirrups, and it's just, I think it's everybody's, I'm so proud of everyone for hanging in there.
It's awesome. It is awesome. And a couple of these posts talk about, you know, how I think it was Alice Murphy that posted, start small. Once you've kind of got your sea legs back a little bit as far as going with no stirrups. She says, start small. Cross rails are fine. Just racking yourself to see if you can still do it just isn't worth it. Yes, I agree. She says her butt hurts, her leg hurts, her lats hurt, her abs hurt. Everything hurts, but she's feeling pretty good about it. So I hope you do this challenge next year. I'd love to participate in it when I don't have a giant belly in my way. But this is so exciting. That do you feel like you're kind of in a small way changing the world?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said, do you feel like maybe in a little way, in your little corner of the world, you're making a change? You're changing the world.
I do. I feel like our collective thighs are getting stronger together. I think it's a good thing. I think community is so fantastic, especially when, you know, we all, that's what Horse Nation is all about is, you know, we all have this, we all come from all over the world and we all have, lead these dramatically different lives, but we have this one thing that sort of bonds us together, this one shared passion, and it just makes it feel, you know, just feels like a tight little, tight community, even though we're spread, you know, all over the world. I think so.
Well, I would like to say that I did suggest the no stirrups thing yesterday. My girlfriend, who was my maid of honor at my wedding, is out visiting me because we had the baby shower this weekend, and she rode my little horse Joey, and I set up some gymnastics, and I rode Jet through them, and she rode Joey through them, and she hasn't jumped in a long time, in that kind of area because she's a fox hunter for the most part, and we've all know that fox hunters, you know, they ride really nice horses and they can kind of hang on to mane. But she was getting knocked loose a little bit in the last line and the last jump, the oxer of the gymnastics. And I said, horsenation.com, my friend, go on there. You need to start with no stirrups. Fox hunt with no stirrups a couple of times, you'll be fine. I did say, you got to get on the no stirrups train. Once you get that done, this gymnastics will be no problem. But I did encourage her to go on to Horse Nation and read all about it.
Good. Thank you. Yeah, everybody spread the word, and it's never too late to join, too. And I think that making it, I think it'll definitely be an annual tradition.
Yeah, I think so. It's important, and I'd like to volunteer to join in next year, depending. We'll
all
see.
Right.
Maybe. Jennifer and I will join in. Glenn will not wear any stirrups when he's digging the hole that he's going to be sleeping in.
I also promise not to wear them when I'm driving either. I promise.
Oh, good.
No problem.
Yeah. When he goes to the gyno, he will not put his feet in any stirrups. Awful. Let's see. What else is going on Horse Nation? I saw the cutest pictures ever, and I don't. You're the best Googler ever, because you had a whole section on how many children can you fit on a horse, and your pictures were impressive.
Yeah, you know, it's like many Horse Nation posts, it sort of started with like, I wonder how many, like, what's the most number of people have ever been on a horse at one time. And so I started Googling, or, you know, I was like, okay, there's two people. And I thought, we'll go with kids, because clearly, you know, you can get more kids on a horse than an adult because they're smaller. So I started looking, two kids, there's three kids, there's six kids, eight kids. And then the most I could find was 10 kids on a horse. Man, and they're packed in there tight from tail to almost the horse's ears.
And let me just say, that horse does not look happy.
Does not look happy at all.
You know, Glenn, if you guys look, there's a common theme with every one of the horses that has children on it, and you can look at the ears. Every one of the horse's ears in every picture, not one time are they up. They're all pinned.
No.
Did you that in your...
I noticed that. But yeah, they none of them look too happy about it. But they don't look particularly unhappy. They look like maybe they're taking a nap or something.
Yeah. Once they got to three kids, every horse just kind of looks like, dear God, why are they making me do this? Like, they don't look like they're going to hurt somebody. They're just like, seriously? Fine.
Oh, dear.
Well, everybody can always go to horsenation.com. What do you guys have coming up this week?
Oh, you know, that's a great question. I never know what's going to happen. I wake up in the morning and I'm like, what is going to happen on Horse Nation today? There's no telling. So we'll all be surprised together.
Oh, well, great. Can't wait. Thank you so much for joining us, Leslie Wiley. Appreciate it. And, of course, keep riding this week. No stirrups. Good luck to you.
No stirrups. Okay, take care, you guys.
All right.
I would like to, by the way, put out a APB. If anybody knows Leslie and rides with her, if they can send me a picture of her cheating with stirrups, I will give you at least $5.
I don't cheat. I'm serious. I've been out doing, you know, I'm doing like mega trot sets with my, you know, like half hour, 40-minute trot sets with my horse right now, and I'm doing it without stirrups.
Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying is if anybody can find a picture of her.
I can't even fit into my jeans right now. My thighs are just, like, blowing up.
I always said that riding horses was so attractive because we got these fantastically huge inner thigh muscles. And who doesn't want huge inner thighs? Isn't it hot? We're so attractive.
So attractive.
Yeah. All right. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Seriously, though.
Am I allowed
$5.
To talk now? Can I talk
I don't
now?
Know. I don't know. Your wife hasn't shot you yet?
No, I'm still alive. I haven't seen her, though. She hasn't come running over here either. So I've been watching. I was going to lock the door. I thought maybe that would be a good idea.
You honestly say, seriously, that your wife was very trainable with house chores?
I might have. But I was just saying that to try and get the others riled up. You know, I was doing it for the good of the show. That's all. That's the only reason I was saying it, that, you know, trying to get things going.
What is wrong with you? Some things are not for the good of the show, okay? And something like that, oh, my God. I would be like, really? I'm trainable? Let's see you cook dinner for the rest of your life. And when
now,
that laundry needs to be done, enjoy that.
She
That's going to be fun
say
for you.
Also, she came back and said, well, you're trainable, too, and listed about the 15 different ways she's trained me over the years. So I think we're kind of even on that.
No. Did she do hers on the radio?
No.
Exactly. So, Jennifer, I would like, we got a couple minutes left here before we go. I would like for you, because Glenn, there's no coming back from that, by the way. So, Jennifer, I would like to give you a few minutes to open the floor and to just let you vent about your husband, what he does and what he does not do, how unhelpful he is in certain aspects of the house. I would like for you to just give you an open forum where he cannot come back and say anything. And after you vent a little bit and you cleanse yourself, you guys will have a happy marriage and it'll be all over after that. I can't stand it when mommy and daddy fight, okay? So this needs to be over. We need to let it go right now.
A few of Glenn's trainable terms. Where are my earbuds? Where is my phone? Did you remember the grocery list? Did you turn off the lights? Did you feed the pets? Did I take the dog out?
So you're saying he doesn't remember very well.
I have an excuse.
Glenn doesn't have a memory. Glenn has a Jennifer.
I have an excuse. I was sick. All my memory went away when I was sick,
Glenn,
and that's why I have a wife.
I don't think it's your turn to talk right now.
Oh.
I'm going to hold on. I'm going to put him on mute. Let's see here. He is officially muted. Go ahead, Jennifer. You were saying?
Yes. Yeah, so somebody did some research a long time ago on animal behavior, and they came to the conclusion that a housefly is untrainable. Uh-huh. Yeah. Glenn is the fly.
So would you say Glenn is like in the movie Up when something goes by, squirrel, and he just moves on, like he forgets things?
Oh, yeah. Squirrel! Oh, yeah. And in every single day of my life, it's Glenn, stop right there. You need more words. This morning he came in and said, did you finish it? That was what he wanted to know. Did you finish it?
Finish
what?
What
is it, Glenn? And then he told me what it was. And then I said, okay, what was I supposed to finish about it? Yeah, proper nouns, not his thing.
He's having
no
conversations in his head that you clearly should know what he's talking about.
Right. Right. He needs more words.
How helpful is he with the housework?
Oh, he's a housework fiend. He'll randomly get up in the middle of the day. He's got 16 different windows open on the computer. The phone is ringing. He left 3 messages and he hasn't answered any of them. And go and get the vacuum cleaner and vacuum the house. And he starts to vacuum.
Amazing. Amazing. Well, anything that you would like to, like if there was one thing that you could change about your husband, what would it be?
Not a thing.
You wouldn't pray for a little more focus, a little something like that, like nothing. You wouldn't change a thing about him.
No, because I've kind of gotten used to it after all this time, and it would be weird.
Well,
you know how your favorite event horse. Every single time you go to a horse show, you put them in the stall that you rented for some obnoxious amount of money, and they immediately poop and then roll in it. You wish they wouldn't do that. But if they didn't do that, then you would worry for the rest of the event that there was something wrong with your horse. See where I'm going with this?
Okay.
I can unmute myself. I don't quite like the analogy about pooping.
I muted him again. So what you're saying is that your husband poops and then rolls in it, and that is what you would like to change. Okay, I get it now. All right, so we have figured it out. Jennifer, thank you for being open and honest with us. And let's see, Glenn, you can talk now, but only because we're going to say goodbye because the show's over. So everybody have a great day. Thank you for joining us. Don't forget, spay, neuter, and geld.
Have a good one, everybody. We'll be back here on Wednesday morning. We'll be back with the Wheel of
Trivia. I muted him again. Everybody have a great day. Where is it? There it is.
Don't roll the poop, people. Don't roll the poop.
Does he get stained when he does it?
Yeah.
You hose him off, clean him up?
Yeah.